October 19th. Motor activity impaired. I keep tripping and dropping things. At first, I didn't think it was me. I thought she was changing things around. The wastebasket was in my way, and so were the chairs, and I thought she had moved them. Now I realize my coordination is bad. I have to move slowly to get things right, and it's increasingly difficult to type. Why do I keep blaming Alice? And why doesn't she argue? That irritates me even more because I see the pity in her face. My only pleasure now is the TV set. I spend most of the day watching the quiz programs, the old movies, the soap operas, and even the kiddie shows and cartoons. And then I can't bring myself to turn it off. Late at night, there are the old movies, the horror pictures, the Late Show and the Late Late Show, and even the little sermon before the channel signs off for the night, and the star-spangled banner with the flag waving in the background, and finally the channel test pattern that stares back at me through the little square window with its unclosing eye. Why am I always looking at life through a window? And after it's all over, I'm sick with myself, because there's so little time left for me to read and write and think, and because I should know better than to drug my mind with this dishonest stuff that's aimed at the child in me. Especially me, because the child in me is reclaiming my mind. I know all this, but when Alice tells me I shouldn't waste my time, I get angry and tell her to leave me alone. I have a feeling I'm watching because it's important for me not to think, not to remember about the bakery and my mother and father and Norma. I don't want to remember any more of the past. I had a terrible shock today. Picked up a copy of an article I had used in my research, Kruger's Überpsychische Ganzheit, to see if it would help me understand the paper I wrote and what I had done in it. First, I thought there was something wrong with my eyes. Then I realized I could no longer read German. Tested myself in other languages. All gone.